Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you have decided to join me on tonight as we go higher and higher in God. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and all of you for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. On tonight, we are going to focus on three pillars that the Lord has given unto us, and these are three spiritual pillars, and it's entitled, On Your Mark, Get Set, Go. And the verse that we're going to focus on, as the Lord gave me earlier today, is John 14:3. So you can begin to get your Bibles, John 14:3. That is our focus. And our topic is On Your Mark, Get Set, Go. Okay? All right. Amen. Praise God. We want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a portion of our health and strength where we can make it through this very day. Lord, we extend our eyes unto you and look up towards the heavens, which you are the only one that we are focusing on. We extend our hands where we want to do more service for you, in our hearts where we will love one another, and our minds where we will stay and remain prayed up. Lord, we thank you for blessing those who are in the hospitals, and we ask that you continue to bless them to recover from their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you bless those who are coming out of the hospital, and that you continue to give them recovery, and those who are contemplating or thinking about going into the hospital. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless each person who's on this line who may not be feeling well, any pains in the bodies, any sickness, any health, or whatever it is. We ask in the name of Jesus that you ease the pain and that you help us to focus on you. If there's anything within these hearts or minds that is not like you, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, would it be removed? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us this upcoming week and weeks to follow, because you said in your word, get ready, get set, and go. We thank you, Lord, for the mission. We thank you for the vision, Lord. We thank you for where you're taking us and where we've come from. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to help us to be ambassadors and help us to continue to be uprooted and help us to continue to listen to your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our health and our strength. We thank you for the connections that we've made and those individuals who have been here for a while and those who are just now coming on board. We ask that you bless each person who is on the line and those who are coming on the line. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to give us the wisdom and knowledge from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. And now, Lord, we ask, would this ministry, would this lesson be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you open up my ears where I can hear your word? Would you open up my heart where I can extend my love? And would you bless my feet to walk into the path in which you would have me to go? We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we ask, would you continue to keep us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Whew. On tonight, and I'm on fire for God. In the preparation as far as when the Spirit was speaking earlier today as I was at church, God gave me the ministry of get ready, get set, and go. But just a couple of minutes ago, God said, on your mark, he says, get set and go. God says, you already prepared. He's already prepared you. And speaking of preparation, if we could go ahead and turn to John 14:3. And we're going to read the King James Version. John 14:3, that is our focus. It says, and I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I want to say it again. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is a promise unto God. And God says that there are two different perspectives. He says the first perspective is when he's speaking about the Spirit being raptured from earth. He says, but that's not what he's speaking about on tonight. God says that we're going to be raptured from the storms. We're going to be raptured from negativity. We're going to be raptured from anything that is not like him. He says there are some things that we're going to let go. God says in a couple of hours. He says in a couple of days. He says, so that we may progress and continue to progress his kingdom. And so on tonight, we are looking at the subject of on your mark, get set, and go. And first of all, I want to explain that, then come back to my verse. God says that a runner prepares for a race because that runner understands and knows that there is a race coming up. And because that runner prepares, when the race is called at a track meet, the runner goes over to that area and begins to stretch, begins to check the blocks, and begins to get on his or her mark. Because that is where that person is. That is that person's territory. That is that person's space. Then, when the word get set is heard, the person automatically begins to prepare as far as to take off. That person gets into race mode. There's no more jumping around. There's no more movement. That person has relinquished some things. If it's cold outside, they may relinquish their warm-ups or their stocking caps if it's cold outside. They get rid of those things so that they can prepare or be set to run. And usually during this time, you're unable to move. You're unable to move, meaning that the Lord has set you in your destiny that you're going to. And he says you shall not be moved, meaning that you shall not listen to negativity that would sway you from your destiny. Then when the word go is heard, you automatically begin to run to the finish line. And so God says that sometimes, he says, the race is not always given unto the swift, because two people can tie, but there's going to be a first and second place. He says, but in the spiritual realm, he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. But God says on tonight, and I want you to write down these particular words as I tell you what the Lord is saying. Just listen. And if I go, and prepare a place for you. God says his promise, write down promise. His promise is he has already prepared a place. You can put already done. It's already done in the name of Jesus. He has already prepared a place for you. He says, and since he prepared this place for us, he says he is going to come back and he is going to fulfill his promise. He says he is going to come back and fulfill his promise. You've been praying for a breakthrough. You've been praying for many things. And God says he is going to make it happen. He says this is the season. This is the time. He says it's coming expeditiously. He says it's coming quickly as a wind. He says he is going to fulfill his promise. God is not just going to promise something and don't come back. He says he's going to fulfill his promise and receive you to, he says, myself. When God says receive, he says there is an invitation. He says, and because you are led, because we are led by the Spirit and we're standing on the promise or promises of God, he says we are going to accept the invitation from God. He says, and that where I am, there ye may be also. So wherever God is taking you in your life, whether he's bringing you out of negativity, whether he's bringing you out of an abusive situation, whether he's bringing you to new terrains, whether he's bringing you to a mountain experience, whatever God is doing, he says that where he is, there we will also be. Why? He says, because that is in the will of God, according to his purposes and great plans for our lives. God says he will never take anywhere where he is absent. He will never give us anything where he cannot help us. So God says wherever he takes us, he can take your mind to new types of thinking. He says, there he is also. He can take your heart to new types of loving. He says, there he is also. He can take you to new places. He says, I am already there. God is already there. He says, it's already done. The promise that he has made unto you, he says, it's already done. So the things that you're worried about, what you're thinking about, God said, it's already done. All you have to do is say, yes, you have to accept your destiny. You have to accept the will of God. And God says wherever he takes you, he says, I will also be there. So let us look and listen a little bit to the revelation of God. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you as God is speaking. He says, because people do not understand the plan of God or who you belong to, who we belong to. He says you have to free yourself from negativity, negative people, people who are putting you down, people who are saying things. He says because if we look at each other's lives, nobody is perfect. Nobody is righteous. He says all of us are guilty by association of the tongue. He says the tongue is fire. He says even my prophets, he says even my pastors are guilty. So you have to be aware and you have to be, you have to know the voice of God. God is getting ready to take us to a destiny, to a higher level. And he says in doing so, he says you have to know his voice. You have to understand his voice. You have to understand his purpose. You have to understand his plan. So in doing so, let's go ahead and look at the three phrases God gave on today. He said, on your mark. And I want you to write what the Lord is speaking, and God is going to speak. He says, on your mark. God says, our mark is his plan. The reason why on my Facebook page I have, for I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. Peace and not of evil to give you an expected end, God says, is because God already has a plan for our lives. He says, and we have recognized, write that down, recognized the plan. We have strategically followed the plan. So put strategically followed. And now we are in position for the plan. How do you know you're in position? God says that, you know how we had our needs and our wants, what God wants for us. God says that since that time, since about a month or 2 months, your life, our lives have changed. He says people within our lives have changed. Associations changed. Our perspectives changed. He says our confidence changed. He says our faith in God changed. Our attitude changed. Our endurance changed. What we listen to changed. And he says at this point, or at some point in between, God correlates it. He says in between a month and now, he says we felt a void because we had to let something go that we really didn't want to let go. Ball up your fist. God says in some of us he had to pry it from our hands because we wouldn't let it go. Some people are angry at other people. God said you had to let that go in order to be on your mark. God says that some people are bitter. He says you had to let that go to be on your mark. God says there are some people in your life that had to go. God says you had to in order for us to be on our mark. And God says sometimes when we listen, point to your ear to people and their perspectives, God says it is way off from his plan that he has for our lives. He says because no, not one is perfect. He says whether you've made a bad decision on who you're with, whether they've made a bad decision, whether you're still making a bad decision, God says nobody is perfect. He says no one has authority to speak over your life. People speak over people's lives, and they have no authority. God says your ears are not authorized to listen to negativity. Your feet are not authorized to walk towards negativity. Your mouth is not authorized to speak negativity. Your mouth is authorized to speak praises and blessings because, once again, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. So God said we recognized, we strategically followed, and now we are in position. And the reason why or the reason or how you will know is because you had to let some things go in this process. And those things were very hard to let go. And God speaks about people. He says you have to be very careful. We have to be very careful who we are connected to. You have to be very careful. And when we speak about people, anyone who diminishes your character or does anything of that nature, God says that there is an evaluation for their character as well. He says because, once again, nobody is perfect. So we talk about on your mark. God says that is the plan. God says get set. When God speaks about getting set, he is talking about be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. God says the promise is already fulfilled. He says we must understand that he's already established a place for us. He's already established a place of refuge. He's already established the place. He says, and he's coming again. Will we accept? And the answer is yes, Lord. God says the promise is already fulfilled. He's prepared. He says when you was letting things go, he was preparing. Because where God is taking us, we have had to let some things go. You have to let some things go that's holding you. He says you are in a new place. You are in a new position. You are in a new way of thinking. Your connections will become new. If any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. He says those old things, just remaining where you are, not growing. He says those old things have passed away, and behold, a new way of thinking has come, because we now know God has now revealed the plan that he has for our lives. God says the plan was already there. He says we just had to recognize the plan. We just had to recognize it. Then he talks about getting set. And I just said that. Be still and know that I am God. He says the promise is already fulfilled. It's a matter of saying yes. He says, but understand that the promise is already fulfilled. God says, so get set. He says, and when you're getting set, there are some things that we must do. God says, number one, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Now, I'm going to tell you, I use the morning time to really pray to God, because I want to make sure that I am aligned with God. I want to make sure that God is pleased with me. So when I get up in the morning, I'm praying. Prayer is my nourishment from 8 o'clock, well, actually from 7 o'clock to 12 o'clock noon. Prayer is my nourishment. And so God is creating a stronger creature, because now I'm praying and I'm thinking about what God wants. He wants us to love our neighbor. He wants us to treat people right. He says he has plans for me. He says he has plans for us to be prosperous. He says he wants us to grow. He says he has prepared this place. I'm not going to turn down anything that God has prepared for me. And so God says, get set. But in your getting set, be still. He says, watch what your ears hear. Watch what your eyes see. He says, because the glory of God is up on you. He says, and because the glory of God is up on you, he says, there is nothing that this world can do to hinder the power of God. He says, so all you have to do, your job, our job is to be still and know that he is God. And we're talking about in the spiritual realm. We're not talking about in the physical realm being still. God said you should not be wavered in your faith because of people and their stories. You should not be wavered in your love because of people and their stories. He says you should remain consistent with the love of God, with the faith of God, and understanding that God has promised something for our lives, and it's already done, God says. It's already done. He says all we have to do is be still and know that he is God. Then God says go. He says go. He gives the parable, the story of when he called several fishermen. He says, I will make you fishermen. And God says, go. He says, come follow me. And they followed. And God says, when you're in your destiny, he says, understand his plan. He says, everything that you touch, everything that you set your mind to, everything that you do will prosper. Why? Because you are now in the realm of where God wants you. He says, I have some plans for you. God says, think about a family member, or think about a best friend, and they say, you know what? Or think about yourself as being a parent, or dealing with children, or dealing with people. I have a plan for you. You pretend like you're talking to a graduating senior, and here's how it go. And God's going to give me the words to say. So here's a graduating senior. And this graduating senior is getting ready to follow the plans of God. And conversation between this graduating senior and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the senior says, you know, God,
I thank you. I bless you for giving me a plan. I bless you for the promise. I bless you and I thank you for getting me set. I thank you for preparing that place for me. I thank you for blessing everything that I touch to be anointed and successful. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the authorization to go to the destiny where I can grow in, the destiny where I can teach people and reach people, and the destiny where I can be successful. I thank you. And God looks at that graduate and says, I have plans for you. I have plans for you before you was conceived. I want you to prosper. I want you to be successful. I want you to love your neighbor. I want you to speak well of people. I want your heart to be pure. I want your mind to be, you belong to me. You are my child. I want you, when you go to your destiny, I want you to help as many people as possible because I have a plan for you. I want you to exemplify who I am, not by saying that you love me. Everybody, you know, I don't want you to just say you love me. I want you to show me. How do you do that? By the way you treat my other children, by the words you speak when you're in class, or if you have a little job after school, by how you speak about those individuals. When you have little meetings, how you address individuals and how you make people feel. I want you to show people who I am, because this world is not showing who I really am, and I depend on you. That's why I chose you. That's why my plans for you are being put in place at this particular time, because this is the time that I need someone who can do my job. So the young student goes on, begins to pack up, begins to get ready, or begins to get on his or her mark. God says, get set. He says, be still and know that I am God. God says, don't let people put negativity in your mind. Don't let people downplay your abilities. Don't let people make you feel inferior. He says, because I have no respect of persons. He says, all have sinned and come short, and all have fallen by the grace and glory of God. He says, so be still. He says, in the mornings pray, in the afternoons pray, before you go to bed pray. He says, and continue to trust and believe in me. No matter what you experience in life, each person that you deal with teaches you a lesson. Each time you open up your eyes is an opportunity to show people who you belong to, not by words, but by actions. God says that people call themselves children of God and Christians, but they can't, for some reason, control the tongue. And God says, you are distinguished. You are called and chosen. So be still and understand that I am God. And I have already established this place for you. And you must accept, because this is your destiny. So the student looks at God, says, God, I can do that. I can let my light shine wherever I go. I can show love without telling you I love you. I can refrain from gossiping by saying great things. I can refrain from negativity in a way. And God says, go and walk in favor, grace, and mercy. And that particular person accepted what God offered. So God said that he's offering his plan unto us. God says he understands the void that we feel. He understands the endurance and strength that we had to utilize in order to let some things go. God says he has plans for us to be prosperous. God doesn't want us to be down, and God wants us to grow, and he wants us to be like flowers, and he wants us to fly like butterflies, and he wants us to live as sheep, and he wants us to be as smart as eagles. He wants us to soar. He wants us to run and not grow weary. He wants us to walk and not faint. He wants us to wait so that we can renew our strength in him. And so God says on tonight, he says he's already prepared the plan. He says his word is going before us, already established. We've already recognized it. It's no longer a secret. God says it's already recognized. He says through the power that he has invested in us. It's not by our own power that we have the gifts of God. He says it is by his power that we're able to stand on the mark and the plan that God has for us. He says every plan that he has made for his people is associated with prosperity. And prosperity doesn't necessarily mean money, because you can be rich and you can be unhappy. God says prosperity is his favor. He says not having to, you know, depend on people, but you depend on God. And so God says that his plan is no secret. His promise is no secret. He says it's no secret that God is working in our lives, because it's obvious. God is going to make it obvious. He's going to allow us to let our light shine so that people may see God, not us. And then he says, go. He says, be obedient. And he says, go. Because God says his plans are for you to succeed. And God says he will never, ever authorize, give us the opportunity to go somewhere or to do something in life that he has not already planned out success. So God says, in closing, he says, believe in the promise. Stand on the word. And go to destiny. Believe in the promise. Stand on the word. And go to the destiny. God is getting ready to do some great and amazing things. God says it's already done. Excuse me. God says he's not getting ready to do anything. He says it's already done. And many people are wondering, am I in that number? And God says, within the past month, you've had to let some things go that you really, really, then that was really close to your heart. And you've had a void. And God says he was working out that plan. And because he was working out that plan, God says now you are on your mark and you're set. And now God says that he is going to release you. He's going to release us to our destiny. Amen? Amen. Now, this is the time, and I know it's 11:03. First of all, I have many people on the line. That's number one. If you want to say something, I'm going to pause and allow you to say something. If you want to just listen, then that's fine as well. Okay, we have, as I said before, we have several people on the line. And thank you guys so much for remaining up and staying awake with me. But I wanted to tell you this. If you want to give your life to Christ, all you have to do is say, Lord, I accept you into my life. You don't have to be at church. You don't have to be in front of a priest, a preacher, anyone. This is between you and God. Because when we perish, when we leave this earth, we're not going to be standing before preachers. We're not going to be standing, you know, in front of a pulpit. None of that's going to happen. It's going to be us and God. It's going to be you and God. It's going to be me and God. And we have to be right in order to enter into the kingdom. And so all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you. That's it. And God will begin to place you on your mark. He will begin to set you up. And then he will tell you to go. He says, and where you are, I am there also. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And God says, when you are in this particular zone, when you are in this particular, God calls it a spiritual dominion, God says that you are going to be successful. He says, because he has authorized and he has placed you on the mark. He's already set you up. And he said, your spirit is already yes, because he has been working and dealing with us. So that's all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you. And God leaves with this, believe in the promise, stand on the word, and go to the destiny. All right? All right. Now, I have a few announcements to make, and I want to thank all of you for being on the line. A lot of people. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE or alfredalovshow.com. That's alfredalovshow.com and click on Love Radio, alfredalovshow.com, and click on Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook AfredaLove at AlfredaLove or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line. You're on one accord and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Make sure that when you pray for your family members, you are calling them by name and you are saying exactly what he or she needs. And make sure you pray for yourself and others as well. In addition to that, I want you to see a couple of websites. If you go to, first of all, alfreda.hubpages.com, that's alfreda.hubpages.com, you will see several articles. We talk about crime and law enforcement. We talk about Christianity and the Bible and Jesus, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues, music, politics, and political science, just to name a few. Be sure that you read these articles. If you are in the Bellmead area, be sure to read the 2-cent article because we're getting ready to vote. And I want to make sure that you are very much so informed about the voting process as well as what you're voting for. And so be sure to read that. Now, our next website is the Stellar Gospel Music.com website. This is actually our gospel station here. And what you'll find is the homepage has a few pictures on it, as well as new gospel music projects. We still have our same two gospel artists. Please check them out. Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Pastor Marvin Winans. Some shows for April. We have the Elizabeth Gerald story, and actually that was sometime in March, but we're going to continue to have that story up because we need to understand about suicide among our students and children, and so we must learn and understand that, and as well as we are preparing a script. Then, of course, meet Miss Janice Montgomery. She has a phenomenal story. Be sure to click on that particular box and listen to her story. All right? We also have over here TV shows. There are several TV shows such as Bounce TV, presents It's a Man's World on Tuesdays, Mary Mary on Thursdays, and The Carmichael Show on Sundays. Coming soon, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. And then, of course, we have our top 10 gospel music, and we only have 4 here, but we're going to add the other 6. And then, of course, please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then we're going to have our freetoloveshow.com television. These are little clips from different events and when I'm speaking and all of those great things. Then, of course, advertise your church on the website. If you have a church, then I would love to have your church and feature your church because many people see this particular website. Okay? Then, of course, About Us, the About Us page consists of information that this is an international radio station and that we interview a plethora of individuals, whether they be, you know, in the television, in the acting, you know, music, interview all of these individuals. So please be sure to check out these samples, and you will also understand and know the format of this ministry. If you want to contact me or you need a speaker, here's the contact form. Please be sure to click submit. As far as services, we have books, we have speaking, we have radio, we have blogs and things of that nature. Be sure to connect with me. I want to say this while I have some of the producers on the line, because there are many people on the line, and I have some producers. You know, the Yolanda Adams show, morning show, is a phenomenal radio station. And, you know, when I read that the show was going off air, I know that God is going to open up a greater door for this particular ministry and show. I also know that this particular show is going to reach many different individuals. My hope is, my prayer is that another market, larger market, will pick up the radio station. But, you know, as I was meditating and praying to God, I know that Sister Yolanda Adams, she's a legend in the gospel industry, and I know that she could actually create her own television show plus a radio show and be successful. And so we're just praying for that particular ministry and show, and we're praying for all of her endeavors as well. Okay? All right. In addition to that, what else do we have? Church events around the world. There are many things coming up, and we're going to discuss that when we go to the AfridaLoveShow.com. So if you would click on AfridaLoveShow.com, and you're going to hear some music. I'm going to turn this down real quick. Okay? All right. Welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com for those of you who are new and just joining me. This is the homepage. And here are two gospel artists, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, to LaShawn McLemore. Sister Eddie Ruth is really interested in film and gospel, and Minister LaShawn McLemore, she's interested in ministry and gospel as well. And so check out their websites. All you have to do is click on the blue buttons and check that out. Of course, Love Radio, if you click on Love Radio, real quick. Excuse me. You will be right in the studio. Now, you see a commercial, just click on the X. If you want to follow the ministry, just click on follow. All right? We have many new listeners. We have many people who's listening, and I really appreciate that. Be sure, like I said, if you want to follow, just click on the follow button. Okay? All right, and you will just receive updates about the ministry. All right, so let's go back. Also, just a second. Okay, also, we have the Essence Festival coming up, 2016. It starts June 30th. And so I'm going to give you more information about that, the 2016 Essence Festival. Then if you need a speaker, you just click on this blue button, and you can read some of my bio. And then, of course, there's Love's Interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Chamber. And, yes, interview with the Chamber. Then, of course, we have the Gospel Station. When you click on that, you're back to the stellargospelmusic.com. And as far as the speaker aspect, I'm going to edit my bio, but it will be right back up, okay? All right, upcoming events, the Marcy Gerald story. We're working on a script for that. Then, of course, the radio station here. If you click on that, you'll be right in the studio. Then I want you to check out a spiritual guide on the go. Spiritual Guide on the Go. This is a 50-page guide, and I'm already taking bookings for this particular guide, but the purpose is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in our daily walk. And God says we don't walk in perfection, he says, but we perfect our walk each and every day. We perfect our walk each and every day. All right, so that's that. And then if we go to location and contact, this is an international radio station. If you want to contact me, put your information in and click submit. Gospel artists in the industry, these are some of the gospel artists who are in the industry. And, of course, here are the links here. Let's see here. We have some couple of links. If you look at the LinkedIn link, you can connect with me there as well on the LinkedIn link right here. You can connect with me. All right. Then meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then meet radio host Dr. Arita Love. Then there's my author corner, health and human performance, stay active, entertainment and television, R&B. Meet Minister LaShawn McLemore. And then, of course, community engagement. Those are very, very important. So be sure to check that out as well. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have another phenomenal ministry. We are going to God with our needs and what God wants. Not what we want, it's what God wants, our needs and what God wants. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening on tonight. I know that you could be asleep or studying or doing everything else, but you chose to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I really appreciate that. Be sure to come back on tomorrow night. And then on Tuesday, God's will, we're going to have an author in the house, Miss Watley. She will be in the house, and she's going to give us some information about her book. She will be here, and so we're just so excited. If you're in the Bellmead area, be sure to read my two-cent article on afrita.hubpages.com. I want you to have all the information, not some of the information, so that you can make an informed decision. I also want you to know that God loves you, God cares for you, and God says that we are to believe in the promise, and we are to stand on his word, and we are to go to the destiny. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.